We're learning today all about Birchas HaTorah. So let me tell you a vart that I thought about Birchas HaTorah. How many Birchas HaTorah are there in Davening? Trick question. So some will say two. The first two brachas, Asher Kiddushon B'mitzvot B'tzvot L'Asay G'divrei Torah. And the second bracha is Asher Bochar Banu, and we will consider the Harevna part of the first bracha to be a continuation of the first bracha, right? Oh, so I want to say, let's break it up into as many parts as we possibly can. So this first Asher Kiddushon B'mitzvot L'Asay G'divrei Torah, finished. That's bracha number one. Bracha number two, the Harevna. That's a separate bracha of a harivna shem lokenu stibes for us lefin with yam chabes shol v'chulu v'chulu hamalame torah liamo yisrael. Bracha number three, asher bochar banu. Bracha number four, ma'ariv ahavas oilam. Okay, when we dive in ma'ariv, it's halacha l'mayis. It's called a bracha because of a person. Like I told you, a person goes to sleep during the day and he wants to learn after ma'ariv. This is brought down. It could be even shulchan aruch mishnagura. You are supposed to have kavana when you recite the bracha by Ma'ariv Ahavas Olam, to have kavana that it should be a Birchas HaTorah. When you go to sleep, you're really in trouble. You're really now learning Torah after having the Nesiach Das, and it's not so simple. You're not allowed to learn Torah unless you make a bracha. Where is your bracha? I made the bracha this morning. What? Machshava, you're allowed to. Your only time, you're supposed to. Well, you want to be divor. You want to be divor. Your person is awake. You wake right now. You're going to a night. So you're learning. You're learning with the chavrusa at night after ma'ariv, and you went to sleep in the middle of the day. So the bracha that you made in the morning should no longer be in effect when you learn at night. When you're learning after, when you wake up, there's a prohibition to speak divrei Torah without reciting Birchos HaTorah. When you go to sleep, you may siach das, it puts an end to your previous bracha, you're in trouble. How then are you allowed to learn the peh with your mouth and to speak in Divrei Torah if you have taken a nap during the day? It is a problem to which there is no answer. The only thing to say is that deep down in your subconscious mind, even when you're sleeping, you're not misiach das. Just like when you're working, you're not misiach das. Like you say in the Hadron, when you make a siyam, dait in Allah. We're always thinking about Torah. Even when we're not learning Torah, we're always thinking about it. So you'll say that even when you're sleeping, you're thinking about Torah.
I
used to
hear that someone say that even business people, if they're doing
the key, you do halacha. That's another answer. When you're doing business according to halacha, then let's say you're not. So then you're in trouble. Okay, so then you're in trouble. Okay, what's the next bracha? The next bracha is Ahavas Ma'ariv. Ahavas Oilam Beis Yisrael Amcha Hafta Torah Mitzvos Chukim Mishpatim Oyestanu Limadata Alkeina Shemachinu Mishachavenu V'Kameinu Siach V'Chukecha V'Nismach Lewis Hasecha. Okay, this is another bracha. And the fifth bracha is Ahav Rabba. That's the long, long bracha that we say every in the morning before we say Kriyashma Nusach Ashkenaz Ahav Rabba. And we ask Mavak Mishasim V'Lameinu L'Hogim L'Haskel L'Shmoy L'Lum L'Lamei. That's a long bracha, and certainly that's a way to shulchan perish. A person does not say Birchas HaTorah. You can have kavana, and the bracha of a Ahav Rabba shall be b'diavad, shall be your Birchas HaTorah for learning. You do live. You can't make the bracha of a Birchas HaTorah in the morning because you didn't go to sleep, or for whatever the reasons are, you forgot to make the brachas, and now you're in the middle of davening. You cannot be mafsik. Have kavana that this should be your Birchas HaTorah. You're good. So sach hakol, it turns out there are only five brachas. Halay davar. Chazal, why did Chazal craft? Why do they codify, or why do they establish five different unique? Oh, that's what I want to say. Five different unique blessings to bless on the Torah. Asher kiddushanu, v'hadavna, asher bochar banu, ahavas oylam ahavarabba. So I think it's pasha to say the five brachas correspond to the chamisha chumshei Torah. So let's try to figure out which one corresponds to which. The first bracha, I think, is very posh. It's gracious. It's Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvah V'tzivanu. He sanctified us. Gracious. Hashem sanctified the world. He created the world. The creation of the world, Hashem says, Hashem created the world with the letters of the Torah. There are 22 letters of the Torah. Feresh and Midrashim, with the letters of the Torah, Hashem created the world. Yisrael, the Oraisa, the Kutshabichu Charu, the world But the world is so you sanctified Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvosav. You sanctified us with your mitzvos v'tzivanu la'asoik b'divrei Torah. Okay, it's a very basic bracha, sanctification. The world has been created and sanctified, being that the creation of the world came about through the letters of the Torah. The world has been sanctified through the Torah. Now let's jump ahead. It's not going to be in order. The bracha Asher bochar banu, clear as day, as that Shemos. Because Parashat Chumash Shemos is the Chumash where Hashem selected us. The world was created in Chumash Bereishis, but Klal Yisrael was created and selected and chosen as the Am HaNifchar in Chumash Shemos. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Matan Torah. I mean, what more do you need? Asher Bochar Banu Mikol Ha'amin V'Nosan Lanu Es Torah Sol. I mean, that is in essence Chumash Shemos. That's Pashit. And what about that? Let's go backwards to the Harevna. So I want to suggest that refers to Chumash VaYikra. Why Chumash VaYikra? Because now those who are learning Daf Yomi, Masech Zvachim, what's the first mission of Masech Zvachim? Kol HaKodshim Shenizbichu Sheloy Lishmon. If you sacrifice an animal or you do anything with regard to a carbon, Sheloy Lishmon, so the kosher, it's okay. But you don't get credit. It's not even kosher. The very first mission in Kodshim teaches you there's a concept that's unique to the laws of Karbanos that you have to do it for its sake. It has to be done l'shem Hashem, l'shem hazevach, l'shem haba'olim. And if you start playing around with the element of l'shma in a karban, there are consequences. Either the carbon is pasul legamrei, and even if it's kosher, but the owner of the animal does not get credit, he needs to bring another carbon. Kodshim brings with it the element of lishma. What's the harevna? What is the mitzvah of harevna? It introduces something that it does not introduce in any of the other brachas. The only place that it says, besides the sweetness, they have to enjoy it, besides that, but it says, V'li anachnu v'tzetzuenu v'tzetzemecha b'eshra kol yedesh avlone soira secha lishma. For its own sake. Kodshim is the only section of Shulchan Aruch and Torah which is lishma. Kol azvachim shenizbichu sheloi lishman. Shaloi l'shma. Kosh, v'loyolu l'balu l'shem chayva. Chutz, Pesach v'chatas, posel gamri. So, which chumash is all about karbonos from the very beginning to the very end? Chumash v'yikra. Chumash v'yikra is kadoshim. Kadoshim is l'shma. That's the bracha that was established k'neged chumash. Chumash v'yikra. Correct? Chumash v'yikra. Now we come to. Now we feel more complicated. Now we come to.
Your chokhma said this, or your exam prays.
What? It's called a boich svar. You know what a boich svar is? You know what a boich svar is? Okay, it comes from the stomach. That's not. The next one, Ahavas Oilam Beis Yisrael, and this is the most forced to figure out why is it so. It's not such. I think we can figure out a reason. It's the everlasting love. Oilam in the Chumash, one of the main features of Chumash Bamidbar is the Masois. And the Masois Chazal tell us it is Ma'is of a similar bonding. It is Jewish history. It is the travels of the Jewish people through time, Olam, through the
millennium. It goes through all the time. It goes through time. The 42 travels of Klal Yisrael the desert. Each journey reflects a different period of time that Klal Yisrael exists in this world. So Ahavas Oilam, an everlasting love, we're focusing on the word Oilam, time, the concept of time. We don't have it anywhere else. We don't have time anywhere else. We don't have it in the first bracha, we don't have it in the second bracha, we don't have it in the Havarabba. There's no time there. The bracha begins with a love that is everlasting. Hashem took us in the midbar in 42 Masayis, Chazal say, Ma'is Avos in Lebanon, this is the journey of Klal Yisrael in time. Not just in 40 years, it reflects the history of time until we reach the time when the world achieves its perfection. It's an everlasting love. This is Bamidbar, and we reflect upon this theme. You can probably find more references and make it even better in Ahava Selam. And the last one is very easy. Ahava Rabba certainly refers to Chumash Devarim. Why do I say that? What is the most fundamental difference between the first four Chumashim and Chumash Devarim? The most fundamental difference is the first four Chumashim, Moshe said the Torah was Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Groinai. Moshe was just a robot. Moshe just Hashem put the Shechina into Moshe's mind, into Moshe's vocal cords, and it came out what Hashem wanted him to say. In Chumash Devarim, Moshe was speaking on his own. Moshe reviewed Kol HaTorah Kula. Moshe gave Musar to Klal Yisrael, his understanding of where the Jews are heading, what they're doing, their behavior, their derech in life, and Moshe was original. He was creative. Hashem gave him power. Moshe, you give a shir. Say what you want to say. You interpret the Torah according to your understanding. That, in essence, is what we do in the Brach of Ahava Rabba. We ask Hashem that we should be have our own chelik in Torah. Our own chelik. We say the same b'libeinu in our hearts. L'havinu l'haskil l'shmoya l'ilmoit ul'lameid l'shma v'las l'chaim. It's called Direi Salmu Torah Sech B'Yava. The theme of Ahava Rabba is really the theme that we should have our own chelik in Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu is the whole Chumash Devarim is a fulfillment of Moshe Rabbeinu's recital of Ahava Rabba, his own chelik in the Torah. Okay, so I think that we're onto something here. Okay, I can't tell you that it's a perfect idea, but I think maybe you can maybe elaborate and maybe you can dissect it, make it maybe prove me wrong. We have five Chazal really gone out of their way to give us five separate blessings. It's a trick question. We ask the average person, how many Berachos HaTorah are there? They'll say to you, two. Asher Kiddushanu, which includes within it V'harivna, and Asher Bocharbanu. The more Lomisha people will say to you, 2/3. It's either 2 or 3, depending on if Aharavna is a bracha by itself. But that's not true. We have a Havas Olam, a Havarava. And the proof is in Shulchan Aruch, if a person goes to sleep during the day, so you are supposed to have Kavana when you recite a Havas Olam. So any study of Torah that you do in the evening should be connected to a blessing. Because it's a bit of a stretch to say that if you go to sleep during the day, that your bracha is going to be connected to the bracha in the morning. And the bracha Havarabba certainly is a Birchas HaTorah, because we know that that's also that if you forget to say Birchas HaTorah, if you can't say it, you're up the whole night and you can't say it, then you're supposed to think when you recite that bracha that that should be your Birchas HaTorah. So there are five blessings. And these five blessings are l'chayre corresponding to the Chamishei Chumshei Torah. Okay, the only thing I think about is that it really is a sixth blessing. What's a sixth blessing? And that is Asher Nosan Lanu Torah Sanes. You make that blessing, you get an aliyah. That's not part of the Nusach HaTzvila. You can go your whole life without getting that bracha if you don't get an aliyah. If you get an aliyah, there's a bracha you make before you get the aliyah, which is a repeat Asher Bachar Ban. That's nothing, that's already the old bracha. But when you finish getting your aliyah, what do you do then? You say Asher Nosan Lanu Torah Sanes V'chaye Olam Notar V'Sochenu. So that is a sixth bracha. So what would that bracha correspond to? So I would say we're going to Torah Shebal Peh. That's the bracha of the Torah Shebal Peh, because after you finish the Torah Shebichsaf, we've read the Pesukim. Now we have to understand what we've read. And now we first begin to study the Torah Shebal Peh to make sense of what we've read in the Torah Shebichsaf. Really six brachos. Let's revise our vart. There are really six blessings.
Well, you could say that last bracha, you have most of it without Shema Malchus in the Balatzio.
Yeah, but okay, but I'll talk about Shema Malchus. Yeah, let's make that. Let's make it real.
I say you don't, so at least you're expressing it.
It's not a Russian
bracha. It is.
So in our liturgy, we have, I believe, six blessings. Six blessings, and five we can say connected to Chamishei Chumshei Torah, and the six we can suggest is the Chaye oilam nata, so you have to, it's a nata means, okay, you have to elaborate, you have to really think about how, if it's true what I'm saying, can be connected the birchas, connected the Torah shebal peh. Have a wonderful day.
Name.